This week's Something Wild podcast is sponsored by Pelletieri Associates, an award-winning team of landscape architects celebrating over 30 years of land planning, fine gardening, masonry, poolscapes, and maintenance services throughout New England, and a proud supporter of NHPR.
What?
I was just looking out the window this week, and it's still cold and gray. Spring's allegedly here, but it sure doesn't feel like it.
Well, just relax, Dave, because heading back to New Hampshire from the tropics as we speak are some of our most melodious songsters that we have, our woodland thrushes. I'm Chris Martin from New Hampshire Audubon.
And I'm Dave Anderson of the Forest Society, and this is Something Wild. And you're right, thrushes are en route and will soon be here before we know it. In fact, they're among the earliest songbirds returning in spring.
Right, so the extended thrush family actually includes robins and bluebirds. But I think we should focus in on just three species that spend a lot of time in our forests.
Sounds good. Which three?
Well, you're going to have to guess, but here's a hint.
Man, that one stops me in my tracks every year. That's got to be the veery.
Yep. Its song sounds like it's being played through a hollow metal pipe, and it's really distinctive. Listen. Okay, here's your next hint.
I think I know where you're going, but I'm definitely going to get this one wrong.
I'll put you out of your misery. It's actually the hermit thrush.
Right.
The giveaway is the first strong note of the song. Hermits start out loud, and then they trail off downward, almost in an echo of itself. All right, one last one. Clear your palate, Dave. Here it is.
That's got to be the Swainson's thrush?
You got it! That one's less familiar to most of us, and the ascending melody is a signature of the Swainson's thrush. It's worth spending a little time on these songs because it may be one of the easiest ways to tell these thrushes apart. While their cousins, the robin and bluebird, are more brightly plumed, these guys are camouflaged, and they blend right in with the trees and the sun-dappled forest floor.
And during the mating and nesting seasons, you'll only find these guys in the forest.
And depending on what sort of forest you're in, you'll find a different thrush.
Well, you'll find veeries in valleys, nesting in rich hardwood stands.
Swainsons are more often found in higher elevation, among the evergreens.
Meanwhile, hermit thrush hangs out in middle elevation dry forests with no particular preference for pines or hardwoods.
But they all rely on forests. So in some places in the Northeast, where forest cover has diminished, thrush numbers are down.
Places like Cape Cod, New Jersey, and suburban Connecticut are experiencing forest fragmentation, which leaves less habitat for our thrushes.
And those forest fragments are smaller and closer to human development, which leaves thrushes especially susceptible to predation by domestic cats.
Especially? Wait, because they're ground nesters.
That's right. The hermit and the veery both build their nests on the ground.
Well, you say on the ground, but it's not like the nests are in the middle of a trail with a flashing neon arrow pointing to it.
No, they're generally pretty well hidden.
Well, camouflaged and covered. Mm-hmm. I've been walking down a trail when I see an adult thrush take off from the base of a tree to draw my attention away from its nest. But then I'll squint at the ground where it took off from, and I can't even see the nest.
Thrushes often tuck their nests under jutting rocks and roots to protect those pastel, bluish-green eggs from the elements.
Speaking of pastel eggs, is it spring yet?
Almost. Keep an ear out, and you'll know when it arrives. Check out pictures of these thrushes and listen again to their enchanting songs on our website at nhpr.org. I'm Chris Martin.
And I'm Dave Anderson. Something Wild is a joint production of New Hampshire Audubon, the Society for the Protection of New Hampshire Forests, and NHPR.
So you know, the Latin name for the thrush family is Turdidae.
And
you know what they say?
What?
A Turdidae keeps the doctor away.
Wah, wah.
No, it's no good.
No, I like that.
Hey there, it's Andrew here again. I hope you enjoyed this week's Something Wild episode. Chris and Dave and I spend a lot of time putting these together and bringing them to you each week. Chris and Dave are incredibly knowledgeable about these topics, and we really work hard to make these topics engaging so that you can enjoy them. We do once in a while need you to show your support for this project in the way of a monetary contribution. So you can log on to nhpr.org and make a donation for $5 a month, $10 a month, whatever suits your monthly budget. We have some pretty cool thank you gifts that we're offering right now. We have a mug at the $5 a month level, and we have a tote bag at the $10 a month level. This mug and tote set are not to be missed. If you enjoyed this week's story about thrushes, you're going to want this mug and or tote because they feature a robin, which is, of course, a member of the thrush family. So get your thrush mug and or tote by chipping in just $5 or $10 a month, whatever you can manage. You can do that again at nhpr.org. Thank you, as always, for listening. Thank you, as always, for your support. And we'll see you next week.